The Soccer Federation in Switzerland is trying to reduce the risk of match fixing. The federation will no longer name referees until the day of major games. Just across the border, Germany is undergoing that country's biggest soccer scandal in more than 30 years. A referee admits that he accepted money to fix several games last year. German prosecutors are investigating 25 people, including other referees and players. Kyle James reports from Berlin that the unfolding scandal is shaking the faith of German fans.
The Protestant and Catholic churches may be the two official denominations recognized by the German state. But in reality, soccer might be called the national religion.
The popularity of soccer in Germany is very similar to the popularity of baseball or basketball or American football in America, but it's as popular as all these three sports together.
Christina Eisenberg is a professor of sports history at Berlin's Humboldt University. She says soccer, or football as the Germans call it, is more than a game to many here.
A lot of German values are mirrored in the German perception of football. Our high esteem of values such as achievement, doing clean business, is mirrored in football as well.
But clean is an adjective that would be hard to apply to German soccer these days. It's come to light that a young referee named Robert Heutzer rigged at least seven games last year. In one game last August, Heutzer awarded several dubious penalties and expelled a key player, which turned the tide of the game so the underdog won. Heutzer has admitted to receiving money from a Croatian betting mafia to ensure that their bets paid off. Dirk Brikzi is an editor at the soccer magazine 11 Friends.
Heutzer was a regular at a cafe run by Croatian brothers in Berlin. At some point, supposedly, the brothers said, "Hey, look, if you do this or that for us, you could really earn some cash."
Heutzer has now gone into hiding, but has said other referees have fixed matches as well. A regional team captain has admitted to taking almost $17,000, and a goalkeeper from Dresden said his team got around $20,000. Bernd Heinemann is a former referee and now in the German parliament.
At the beginning, I couldn't believe it. It's reached a dimension that we only knew from the movies. Maybe there's corruption in sports in other countries, but that Germany's holy soccer is caught up in it, that's a completely new phenomenon.
At this Berlin bar, where a crowd is watching the Sunday games, reactions to the scandal were mixed. Arndt Höfer says he was naive. I was disappointed since I'd always thought that the referees were a pretty honest bunch, he says, and wouldn't get involved in something like this. But Timo Gelsen says, in his opinion, it's all par for the course.
I think it's no matter what kind of sport you're in and where referees involved, there's always corruption too, I think. It's so much money involved nowadays, and of course everyone needs a piece of cake.
The scandal has overshadowed preparation for soccer's World Cup, which Germany is hosting next summer. Tournament organizers say to repair Germany's sullied reputation, authorities need to wrap up the investigation quickly and impose strict sentences, such as lifetime bans, on those found guilty. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin. We'll be right back.